From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex here. August 8th. Five that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin ETF pulls in $102 million as Ethereum ETF adds $50 million, while Solana and XRP sit idle. The strong inflows into Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs highlight a growing investor preference, potentially sidelining smaller crypto assets. The post-Bitcoin ETF pulls in $102 million as Ethereum ETF adds $50 million, while Solana and XRP sit idle, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Whale boosts Bitcoin long exposure on Hyperliquid amid hype token transfers. Increased whale activity and hype token transfers may signal shifts in Bitcoin market dynamics, impacting liquidity and price volatility. The post-whale boosts Bitcoin long exposure on Hyperliquid amid hype token transfers appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from You Today. Solana, Shiba Inu, SHIB, XRP and Cardano, ADA, price analysis. For August 8th, what can fuel the recovery? Solana is hovering around $74, stuck between its 20 and 50-day moving averages. The 100-day line at $79 still caps any rally, and the 200-day sits near $90, keeping the broader trend negative. A daily close above $79 would be the first real sign of medium-term optimism. XRP trades near $1.02, $1.03, with RSI sliding to about 36. Volume is tapering, so the downtrend remains, but the market is edging toward oversold territory, still not enough to confirm a reversal. Shiba Inu sits at 0.000004 below its 50-day average. Momentum is neutral, and the next support sits around $0.000004 A breach could push it toward $0.000004 Cardano holds above its 20 and 50-day averages near 20 cents, RSI at 68, suggesting the recovery is intact but may pause for profit-taking. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Solana. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato, Bitcoin miner. Mara posts $611 million. Loss as revenue falls 27%. Mara Holdings, the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner, reported a net loss of over $611 million for the second quarter of 2026 as revenue fell 27%, the company said in a shareholder letter released August 6. The quarter shows a widening gap between Mara's growing computing capacity and the falling value of the Bitcoin on its balance sheet, with holdings down nearly a third, even as the company mined more units than a year ago. According to Mara, revenue in Q2 2026 fell 27% year-over-year to $174.9 million from $238.5 million. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato. Good at hacking, bad at trading, MEV bot. Exploiter makes costly Ethereum bet. The unknown hacker behind June's exploit against the Ethereum maximal extractable value, MEV bot, Jared, from Subway.ethu, continues to try to time the market with their Ethereum moves, but with negative consequences. Using the proceeds they secured from the $7.7 million attack, the bad actor made some questionable decisions that actually cost them a portion of their loot. Data from LookinChain indicated that the exploiter sold 2,327 Ethereum at prices just under $1,700 after the hack. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Briefing. Senate fails to pass Crypto Clarity Act before summer recess. The Senate's delay on the Crypto Clarity Act may hinder regulatory clarity, affecting market confidence and future legislative efforts. The post-Senate fails to pass Crypto Clarity Act before summer recess appeared first on Crypto Briefing, and then, seventh, from Be In Crypto. Canada economy just outran America. Is its crypto industry next? Canada added 75,000 jobs in July, about five times forecasts, while the U.S. economy shed 23,000. The split hands the Canada crypto industry a stronger home market than American firms have seen all summer. Statistics Canada put unemployment at 6.4% on Friday, a two-year low. U.S. payrolls, meanwhile, missed forecasts by more than 100,000 positions after steep revisions. Economists expected Canada to add about 15,000 jobs. It added 75,000. The gains split almost evenly between full-time and part-time work, according to the Labor Force Survey. Next, eighth, from Be In Crypto. Clarity Act, likely to fail in September. Will crypto prices react? The U.S. Senate is preparing for a possible September vote on the Clarity Act, even as lawmakers remain short of the support needed to move the crypto market structure bill forward. Senate Majority Leader John Thune still intends to file cloture on the motion to proceed before lawmakers leave for the August recess, according to journalist Eleanor Terrett, citing multiple sources. The move would put the Clarity Act in position for a procedural vote when the Senate returns in September. It would also signal that Republican leadership plans to prioritize the bill, despite unresolved disagreements. Up next, ninth, from CryptoSlate. Bitcoin's AI security sprint found 6,700 issues in 55 hours, but no one knows how many are real. A AI-assisted security campaign focused on the Bitcoin ecosystem, Bitcoin Red Team, said it generated 6,700 findings across 425 projects in its first 55 hours. The campaign labeled 1,029 of them high or critical. The Ogner 6 update measures how much material entered a security triage pipeline, and its effect on software security remains unreported. The retrieved thread omitted audit-ready definitions and denominators for the severity counts, as well as case-level outcomes, an aggregate false positive rate, and a fix rate. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.